Efforts are underway in South Korea to evacuate tens of thousands of scouts from the World Scout Jamboree. They're sleeping under canvas, attending that jamboree in the country. They're trying to get them to safety because of an impending typhoon. Some 144 scouts from Ireland, along with 78 adults, are at the jamboree, which is due to end on Saturday. They've already endured record temperatures and some have received medical treatment for heat-related illnesses. Last week, the US and Britain moved their contingents to hotels. Just before we came on air, we spoke to Jill Pitcher-Farrell, who is Chief Scout of Scouting Ireland. She's in Korea, and we asked her what the situation was where they are at the moment.
We have a planned early departure tomorrow, which is Tuesday, because of the tropical storm that's incoming on Wednesday. So the whole site will be there'll be no one on site basically on Wednesday when the bad weather is to hit on Wednesday afternoon. So they've given like adequate time basically for the departure. We're in the Irish contingent. We're quite relieved with this decision. We think it's like in the best interest of all the participants and the staff here, and it's the safest thing to do, and that there will be adequate time to get everyone off the site before any of the bad weather hits.
So where will you be going to?
So we're not sure on exact locations at the moment, but we've been given indications that it'll be to various locations in Seoul. So a variety of different indoor accommodation around the kind of greater Seoul area is what we believe.
And how are you being transported to Seoul?
So it's about 3 hours by bus. So everyone will be transported by bus. So they'll be transported unit by unit. So 40 Irish scouts will be together on the bus departing the campsite and going direct to Seoul. And we'll be staying together as an Irish contingent once we arrive near the capital.
And what's the mood like amongst the scouts and indeed those helping with the supervision there at the jamboree today?
So the mood is actually still very positive. Everyone's in quite good spirits and doing quite well. There is, of course, a bit of disappointment that the event has to finish up early, but I think everyone knows it's the best decision possible. And they're generally kind of happy. They're enjoying kind of the real jamboree atmosphere at this point. There's a lot of kind of different cultural activities going on. There's a talent show. Everyone's swapping badges, swapping neckerchiefs. It really still has that kind of final night of camp feel to it, which is really lovely that they're still getting that opportunity.
So there, at this stage, there are no plans from what I'm gathering from what you're saying to fly home to Ireland early. You're planning to stay on in Seoul for the rest of the duration. I think it was until Saturday that the jamboree was supposed to end.
Yes, so we'll be staying on until Saturday. Doing potentially some activities which will be arranged by the Korean government and the Jamboree Organising Committee. We'll be doing that, and then we also have a post camp that will go ahead as planned. So our post camp is based around John Buck, which is actually quite near to the Jamboree site. So we'll be coming back down for our post camp, which is 5 days long. So we're actually not flying out for over another week.
And of course, almost as soon as the jamboree began, we started to hear reports of sweltering heat that forced some of the contingents, the UK, the US, Singapore, to pull out early and relocate their delegations to hotels. The Irish crew stayed on and stuck it out. Are you glad about that at this point in time? Do you feel that that was the right decision?
Yes, I think we definitely feel this was the right decision. It was hot. There's no denying that fact. But I think a lot of our youth members had a really, really good time. They really enjoyed the jamboree atmosphere. They got to enjoy the international experience and the program. Although we do think it's the best decision now with the incoming tropical storm to leave, but we're glad we stayed for the last couple of days.
This morning, the UK Scouts CEO, a man called Mark Hyde, gave a fairly devastating interview to the BBC about the jamboree and the organisation. He says he was concerned about the sanitary conditions, the toilets not being cleaned. Of course, there are more than 40,000 people there. Food not being up to scratch. People obviously in that sweltering heat. Was that your experience there also, or perhaps we're hardier here in Ireland?
That wasn't our experience. Our experience from the whole Irish contingent is that there has been adequate food, very different food, very different to our own Irish food. It is, it's Korean, it's a very different culture, but the food has been plentiful. The sanitary conditions drastically improved after the first day or two, and we've had extra provisions ourselves as a contingent with hand sanitizer available, lots of soap and extra bits that within our own units to ensure that the sanitary conditions for our scouts were adequate.
And how about communication with the parents of those children back home, 144 people under the age of 18, part of your delegation? Parents at home concerned, or parents at home, you know, fairly relaxed about the level of organisation that you in Scouting Ireland can provide?
We've been providing very regular updates to our parents. So ever since kind of the heat wave began, we have been providing updates nearly daily, if not more often, to parents. Then unit by unit, there's also been a number, like there's been lots of photographs shared directly to parents. So they've had that opportunity to communicate. And we also have a home contact, which they've been able to contact with any concerns. But generally, most the response from parents has been very positive.
And you did have a number of youngsters who were suffering the effects of those sweltering heats. I think 41 degrees it reached at one point where you are in South Korea. How are they doing now? And what's the, if you like, the situation there?
All of our young people who are suffering from issues with the heat are kind of are recovered at this point. And there's still like levels of tiredness, but that's not abnormal when you're on a jamboree, never, or on any scout camp. None of them are currently receiving treatment, and they're all back on their sites and in good spirits at this point.
And that was Jill Pitcher-Farrell speaking to us from Scouting Ireland in Korea.